Never thought about that.
So how do you grade out your defense after the performance they put on yesterday?
They played well. You know, we did a lot of good things on defense. You know, anytime you got six series with three plays and out, you know, that's a good start. But I was pleased with their effort, you know, throughout the game, and you know, we're starting to build. We're starting to make some strides forward, so hopefully we can keep it going.
One thing that seemed different yesterday is the enthusiasm that they had on the field, celebrating after plays. It just really seemed like they were having fun out there for the first time this year.
Oh, I want to go through that. I mean, you've got a short memory sometimes. We've played some three quarters against the Raiders, you know, 128 yards, total offense against them, 27 zip. I mean, that's a pretty good rushing football team. We did some good things for a quarter against San Diego. So we've had, you know, we've had some opportunities. We've played, you know, good three quarters, a good quarter. But in this game, we played a good four quarters.
Mentally, how would you assess how Brandon Marshall is just handling the extra attention from the defense, the double, whatever, triple coverage? I know he's a little bit down after the game yesterday. Can't get a, you know, big reception game every game for him.
Well, that's football. You know, that's, you know, it's football in the National Football League. You have to understand what it takes to win. And, you know, the quarterback, I thought, managed the game very well. You know, in that situation, most people don't look at. We had three third and twos, two third and threes, and a third and four. And we missed those. And we were 6 for 14. So the ones we missed, you know, that keeps drives going. And all of a sudden, instead of having 16 points, you got a chance to have 30 points. We've been much better in our third down area. But when you miss three third and threes, or three third and twos, two third and threes, and a third and four, and you're still 6 for 14 against an excellent defense, you're doing some good things. We just got to work in that third down area to keep the ball, get some more plays, and you know, keep the ball going. But we, you know, completed 68% of our plays, or a percentage of our passes, 227 yards. That's good. But you can't turn the football over, and you can't get second and long and third and long. And for the most part, we didn't. And that's what you have to do to win the football game. And, you know, especially some young guys, they want to contribute, but they don't understand what it takes to win sometimes. And you got to make those third downs.
How serious are the injuries to Eddie Royal and Tony
Shepard? You know, we'll talk about injuries on Wednesday when we get the MRIs back. But, you know, we go through this every Monday for obvious reasons. We'll talk about that on Wednesday, okay?
How would you assess the contribution so far that you've gotten from Dwayne Robertson? Obviously, he has some expectations coming, you know, thinking he's going to be a little bit more into a 4-3, but able to show his presence against the run.
What do you mean a little bit more in the 4-3?
Well, when he had his first press conference here, he had said that he was looking forward to...
Oh, playing in the 4-3. I got you. Yeah, he's doing, you know, he's doing what we ask him to do. You know, it's always a change going from a 3-4 to a four-man front. You got to be pretty unselfish in the four-man front, because a lot of times the linebackers are going to get the tackles. And I think it was obvious when you saw the stats after that game that our defensive line did a good job occupying the defensive linemen and making some plays, giving the linebackers an opportunity to make some plays.
How did you come up with the idea of going to the 3-4?
Well, you know, you can't get really into theory. You know, it's you know, we've got some principles of the 3-4. You can't really get into the responsibilities, but it's not quite as extreme as you would think. Just different personnel groupings. It keeps an offense off balance. Use a 3-man front, a 4-man front. You use some of the same principles as a 4-man, and it just keeps a offense off balance. It does us, and so obviously we're using against different teams.
You mentioned the linebacker making a lot of tackles. The three guys were the top three tacklers yesterday. How big is that for you guys? They're making the tackles instead of, you know, Champ and Dre getting some tackles.
Well, secondary is going to get a lot of tackles too, depending on what type of coverages you're playing. A lot of times in a two deep coverage, your corners are going to make a lot of plays. Just like when you take a look at Tampa Bay, their corners are going to make some plays and their safety is going to make a lot of plays. It all depends on who's supporting which side and what their game plan is.
As a group, though, you played seven linebackers dressed yesterday. What do you like about this group as a whole? A mix of young and veteran players?
Well, we've got, it helps you on special teams as well. Anytime you've got, you know, bodies that size in that 220 to 250 range, they can help you. Guys that can run downfield helps you in the special teams area as well. But we needed some depth, and anytime you have four linebackers out there at one time, and a guy goes down and you only have two, that means one guy's got to back up at two positions. So it gives a little bit more depth there. At the defensive line, though, you're one short, so you got to be short at the defensive tackle or the defensive end position, so you're hoping that you stay healthy. If you do lose somebody, you might have to play the rest of the game or two people with the four-man front or the three-man front, so you got to have the ability to have a pretty good game plan with, both fronts. So that does put a lot of responsibility in the players to really study and know what they're doing.
Could, at any point, Pittman run his way into the rotation at running back?
Sure.
In the five-play rotation?
Sure.
Has he done that yet? Or?
You'll have to show up. You'll have to show up.
I was hoping to take the day off, if you could just tell me now.
That's a problem. You're wanting too much time off, Jeff. You just don't. You've got to pay the price during the season. This is not vacation time.
Did you like what he gave you?
Yeah, he played very well. Played very well. I think everybody saw a tough, hard-nosed runner. Made some big-time plays. Ran over some safeties. Ran over some corners. And obviously, the better you play, the more time you're going to get. But I'm not going to go through our game plan and our substitution rule for obvious reasons. Good try, though. I like it. Good shot.
Someday you may say, yeah, Jeff, this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, someday, someday.
Is the fullback job up for grabs at this point? Is it still Hillis' job?
Or? Well, that's the reason why he didn't dress, because we gave it to Larson. You know, Larson was a fullback this week, and I think I had mentioned somewhere, someone had asked me if it was because of the death that he didn't dress. I said, no, we were going to go with Larson this week and give him an opportunity to show us what he can do. Anybody that hits like that on special teams obviously can hit those linebackers, and he did a good job, which doesn't mean Payton's not going to be up next week, but we've got some competition at that position. Good competition.
Why did you think Larson could be, he hadn't played fullback since, I guess, high school. What made you think that he could be an efficient fullback other than the fact that he likes
We're just fullback. Very, very smart people. Just very, very smart people. You never know. You just kind of get a gut. You watch a guy in film, how he likes to hit. And, you know, even before we drafted him, you know, I called him up, and I just wanted to see if he was willing before we actually drafted him, if he would play, look at the fullback position. Because he was a very smart guy, and a guy with that type of intelligence usually can play two positions. If he's got the if he's got the mindset to want to play that position, and he was physical enough on defense where you could see he wasn't afraid to hit anybody, and he's very sharp, and he's adjusted very quickly, and I think we'll just keep on getting better and better.
Have you ever had a draft prospect on the phone that you could take that said, no, I don't want
to? Oh, yeah. Oh, really? Sure. Yeah. Quarterbacks, fullbacks, linebackers. Yeah, a lot of people want to play that position. It's more at the quarterback position where, you know, do you want to play a wide receiver? Do you want to play a running back? No, I want to play a quarterback. But usually those linebackers will play any position you ask them, but you want to ask them before you draft them.
Obviously, Cutler's playing great, but at this point in the season, do you see any difference in the way he's delivering the ball? It just seems like some of the incompletions, especially early in the game, had more to do with him being off target as opposed to a receiver dropping the ball. And do you see that as him forcing the issue maybe at all sometimes?
Well, when you're 68%, there's a few drops in there. I wouldn't be too harsh on Cutler going against a great defense. What Jay did is he managed the game the way you got to manage a game. You can't get in the second and longs. You got to be patient. You got to be able to dump the ball off. I mean, I don't know what we averaged. I think they averaged 4.3 per completion. I think we were right around 7 yards per completion. That's still pretty good. But Jay will spoil you. He'll spoil you after a while. But the quarterbacks, they got to know how to manage the game, and you got to manage a game. As I said before, the thing I was disappointed in from our offense is we missed 3 third-and-2s, 2 third-and-3s, and a 3rd-and-4. That's the difference between 16 points and maybe 30 points. We've been doing a great job doing that. So he did a great job in first, second down, taking what the defense gave him. Now against New Orleans and Chicago, they played a lot more man coverage press, which gave both teams an opportunity to get a couple big plays in that game. They didn't give us those opportunities in the game. Tampa played a very stingy defense, and you had to earn everything you got. And You know, they played well. We weren't. We still feel like we should have scored some more points, but with the penalties and some of those third downs, we won the game of field position and found a way to win the game, and that's what you got to do.
How rare is that that a young quarterback can manage a game so well like that and be patient and not, you know, take any unnecessary chances?
Well, if you don't learn, you know, then you're not a starter very long in the National Football League because you've got to be, you know, you got to play this game with a. That's a fine. Even though it was silent, I still heard it. You got to play the game with a sense of urgency, but at the same time, you got to be smart. And you got to understand somebody's strengths and weaknesses. They got a great pass rush. They zone blitzed a lot. They really did a great job of keeping teams off balance. And one of the reasons why they won two games in a row and their offense turned the ball over seven times, that doesn't happen very often.
It just seems like something maybe a quarterback doesn't learn until way down the road. I mean, Jay's is still in his third year.
Well, that's why I said he played so well. You know, he took what the defense gave him, he managed the game, and then forced balls. That's why I consider him he played a great game.
Mike, how fortunate were you guys that Len Martinez hadn't been picked up? I know he's about to go to Tennessee, but then he was still out there and could just step in right away.
Yeah, you never really know. Glenn has stayed in very good shape, and you know, you're always hoping when a guy goes down, somebody that's been in your system, you can pick up and he can fit right in. And Glenn's very sharp, knows all three wide receivers position, and it was really good for us to have him out there to be able to call him at the last second with an injury and him to play at the level he did. Made a nice catch and did a good job on the punt returns.
Was there any thought about maybe having Duray or one of the other guys return punts just because Glenn had done it?
Well, no, there's always discussion, but, you know, he's practiced it. He's done a good job when he was here all through the OTAs and, you know, through our preseason games. So that's why we went with him.
You play that much three-man fronts. Does that reduce the chances Jarvis Moss can play?
Well, I think Jarvis has the ability to play both as a linebacker and a defensive end. You know, he's in that 240 range, and he still has his speed, so you may see him some as a defensive end and some as a outside linebacker. So we've got the ability to do some things with Jarvis that we haven't done in the past.
How would you assess what you're getting out of Crowder so far, just even from since you picked him up?
Good. I think he's growing, and you know he's a guy that works extremely hard. Right now we've got some competition. We've got a few different game plans with four-man fronts and three-man fronts. So sometimes that alters who's up, who's down, but I'm pleased with his effort thus far.
How close is Terrain coming back to
practice? There's a chance that he could start practicing next week, according to the doctors, and I would say that the earliest that he would be available would be after the bye week. That's my guess, you know, right now.
Has Jarvis started playing linebacker in college? Practice?
I want to go through that since, you know, we haven't done it. I'm just saying he has the ability to, you know, we don't get in the substitutions and all that kind of stuff for obvious reasons, but I'm just saying he's a guy that could do both.
Mike, talking to some of the guys in the locker room on defense, they really felt like Cam coming into that game was going to be a defensive battle, and you could tell that there's a pride that they had to feel like they won a defensive battle. They outperformed Tampa Bay to get that win.
Well, like I said, you know, we've been able to do some more things as time has gone on, and I think we'll keep on getting better and better, and that's what you're looking for. The thing you have to have is a lot of guys going in the same direction, a lot of guys working hard, a guy staying positive, and we've had that. You know, we've got a lot of workers. We've got guys doing everything they can to get better, and it really doesn't surprise me they played at the level that they played because of the work ethic and what they've done from day one since they've been here. And it's going to take some time to keep on improving each week, but I'll be surprised if you don't see a lot more games like the one we played on Sunday.
Foss and Bly said they were giving Thomas a hard time about how he was trying to return the ball after the fumble. Mm-hmm. Had any words about his efforts?
Yeah, it was, it's inexcusable. You cannot turn the football over, especially as a defensive lineman. Go hit the ground. Did a great job. The game's over. And we talk about it all the time. You know, even when Nate scored that touchdown a couple weeks before, you know, we talk about, hey, you know, that was some great effort, but, you know, tuck that ball away because once you get the ball, you don't want to turn it over, let the offense score. But, you know, have two hands over that football if you don't carry it all the time. So hopefully it's a lesson. He knew it. You know, it's a difference between winning and losing a game. And that's one, you know, when we get together, we'll show everybody. And you see sometimes those defensive linemen will try to pick up the ball instead of fall on it. And that's a mistake. You can't do it. You got to just get the ball. You're not going anywhere anyhow. You're slow. You're not a running back. You're not a running back for a reason, but all those defensive linemen want to do it.
He said in the locker room yesterday, he's trying to convince you to be a running back. You want to line up in the back.
He does that again, he won't be a defensive lineman. He can play outside linebacker too. And Mike, you can write that down, that he will play a little linebacker this week.